You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's a story out this morning about dinner time for Americans. I don't know. I'm hoping that Americans are starting to gravitate back toward having a set dinner time and families still gather around the table. There was a stretch of time there where it was becoming, they said, like an epidemic of families not eating together because of the overscheduling and, you know, this person off doing this, this person off doing that. And a lot of, you know, what are they, would it be like sociologists, I guess, who'd say it's really important time for families to sit down together.
Dinnerologists, I think, is what they're called.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah, and I mean, screen time is a big portion of that, too. Everybody's in separate rooms on separate screens, just eating in front of the TV or phone or laptop or something, too.
Yeah, so they took these dinner stats, and they just wanted to find what time people at least were trying to eat dinner. And what's interesting is it depends on what part of the country you're in or what state you're in. There's a big variance in dinner times. Seems like the Northeast is much earlier than, say, the South and the West.
All right. Where's so Colorado, anyway, Landon?
I'd have to pull up Colorado's exact. Let me effort that.
Here, wait, I think I got the thing here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because the earliest they have is people in Pennsylvania, the average eating at 5:37, and then the latest, Texas and Mississippi, at 7:02 p.m. I can't imagine any more eating dinner after 7 o'clock.
Oh, God, no.
I can't wrap my brain around that anymore.
Colorado, 6:25 in the p.m. that we're sitting down to chow down.
I guess that's close to the average. They said the average around the entire country is 6:19. So Colorado's right there at around the average time. And that makes sense. You know, people get stuck
in that traffic
coming home, and they can't get anything thrown together until they get in and get comfortable and so forth and so on.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy structured at my house. And, you know, I will blame this schedule because I'm up at 3:30 in the morning and Nick Nack is up at 4 in the morning. So we're very structured when it comes to what time we eat. And dinner has to be on the table and ready to chow down at my house at exactly 5 p.m. 5:00. We need to be sitting down to eat. So that means right around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm starting to prepare, starting to cook, starting to get ready. Because just the how the rest of the schedule plays out for the night depends on when we eat dinner at 5 o'clock.
What happens if it's 5:25?
The entire night is thrown off and I'm very grumpy. It's very military style, I feel, at the house. Our kids are going to grow up to be very structured individuals because it's like there needs to be a time when we're, you know, wrapping up and getting dishes done. And we've got to be heading upstairs by 7 to get everybody showered and cleaned up for the night. And now we've got this routine with my daughter's braces that takes like 20 minutes to clean her teeth.
None of this is a surprise. You're a very routine guy and tradition guy, and you have your set ways of doing things. And so I can see you losing your mind if dinner isn't at 5 o'clock
sharp. Well,
it's
just a matter of, like, I've got to get to bed, and so does Nicole, because we get up so early. So it's like things have to be done.
5:10 would work, too. It throws off the universe. Exact.
It throws it off.
What happens if it's 4:45 and everything is ready? Do you guys just have to sit and stare at each other for 15
minutes? Even
better,
because that gives us 15 more minutes at the end of the night to do something else before we go to bed.
So you won't sit there and kill 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. You will move it up.
It's better. Yeah, it's better if it lands early at 4:45 and we're ready to eat.
All right, more time. I will tell you, for me, I don't think I have eaten dinner at the same time two nights in a row in my life. Like, I'm all over the place, but I try to make it pretty early just because of almost like an intermittent fasting thing. I just don't like eating late. I try not to have anything enter, you know, my stomach after 6 p.m. at the latest.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to sleep on that. You don't.
I don't want to. It doesn't make for good sleep, and I don't know. I have no problem going to dinner at 4 o'clock, like on a Friday afternoon, sitting at the bar, getting a cocktail, and then, you know, have food there by 4:30 or whatever. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But some of these places in this survey, they said there are some people who are not eating dinner until 11 o'clock at night.
I could see it, for sure. I mean, it's not rare to have kids running around in our street and ringing the doorbell and stuff at, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. And we're like, aren't you supposed to be home eating dinner? And they'll say at 7 o'clock, no, we haven't had dinner yet. I'm like, what? So what, you guys are going to push it off to 7:30, 8 o'clock at night? I mean, I guess that's a thing. I'm oblivious to it all just because of our schedule, but...
Yeah,
I guess it's not unusual. What'd you have for dinner last night?
What did I have? I had leftovers.
Same.
Of chicken and asparagus.
Stinky pee.
With a little bit of white rice, not much.
I had white rice.
So it's kind of like
too.
A chicken, rice, and asparagus thing. There's an interesting thing about that asparagus that it's only like a third of people whose pee actually smells asparagus.
It gets me big time. I usually have to apologize to anyone coming into the men's room after I'm walking out here at the station. I'm like, I had asparagus last night. I'm so sorry. And I'm the weirdo because I think it smells good. So I don't know if that's like a fetish thing or what. But
it's a weird gene that some people can... produce that smell when they eat asparagus. And then there's another gene for people who are able to detect it, can sniff it. Hmm. So it's not everybody being able to do both.
How
like some
that?
People can pee asparagus scent and smell it. Some can pee it but not smell it. Some can smell it but not pee it.
And some people just hate asparagus.